townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump and Mexico's president are celebrating their newly installed trade agreement. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After a West Wing meeting, the president and Mexico's Andres Manuel López Obrador spoke of strong, friendly relations between the neighboring countries. And Mr. Trump hailed the new USMCA.
It's the largest, fairest, and most advanced trade deal ever reached by any country, and it will bring enormous prosperity to both American and Mexican workers and Canada.
He also said the U.S. and Mexico are working to combat drugs and human trafficking, as well as the coronavirus. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court handed a victory to religious liberty activists today. The High Court says the administration acted properly when it allowed more employers who cite a religious or moral objection to opt out of covering birth control. Matt Staver, chairman of Liberty Council, says the High Court got this one right.
Finally, after all this litigation, religious employers, whether they're for-profit or not-for-profit, are exempted from this horrible Obamacare mandate to provide abortion-inducing drugs and devices and contraception.
Wednesday's decision was 7-2. The Obama-era health law said most employers must cover birth control as a preventive service at no charge to women in their insurance plans. At a news conference today, Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. is ramping up coronavirus testing.
At this point, we have tested more than 39 million Americans. Among those, more than 3 million Americans have tested positive, and more than 1.3 million Americans have recovered.
Dr. Deborah Birx warned Americans in hotspots should stop holding or cut down on the size of gatherings they hold in their homes. On Wall Street, the Dow by 177 points, the NASDAQ rose 148. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. State legislators are gathering in Carson City for a special session. Their focus? Close a more than $1.2 billion budget shortfall caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Sisolak has a list of 8 items which need to be addressed, which include budget cuts to the state's general fund and shifting money from the various state accounts to the state's general fund. The governor's proposed plan includes cuts that nearly total $550 million. More than 42,000 Nevada businesses got pandemic-related business loans, telling the federal government the more than $6 billion would save more than 500,000 jobs in the Silver State. The Small Business Administration released the information on Nevada loans on Monday as part of a $660 billion paycheck protection program. More layoffs could be ahead for the Las Vegas hotel casino workers. Several properties have sent notices directly to its workers, part of the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, which is meant to give the employees some notice before major layoffs happen. Treasure Island gave notice to its employees June 14th and said 414 employees could be laid off as early as August 14th.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams a little after 3 o'clock, we're getting some heavy volumes on the Beltway 215 right now. West at Green Valley, east at St. Rose. Some moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor, Interstate 15 north at Tropicana, and 215 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. This is day one of the special session up in Carson City. I'm with you here in Southern Nevada, but Chuck Muth, who joins us on a regular basis, the president of Citizen Outreach, will be speaking to us in just a moment. He is in Carson City, where they have begun day one of the special session. And Chuck, I know you spent a lot of time today just talking with people, members of the legislature and others. What is your sense of, first of all, how long this thing will go?
Well, they're really screwing around with how they're doing this. There's going to be, it looks like, Kevin, at least two special sessions. The governor called for the first special session that started today solely for the purpose of dealing with the budget shortfall that he created with the statewide shutdown that he implemented back in March. And after they finally resolve the budget issues, then they're going to be called into a second special session to deal with some other issues that he and or the Democrats in charge of the legislature want to deal with, such as the social justice reform or clamping down on police departments in the state. They may get into some issues such as election reform. It's quite possible that maybe they will pass some legislation to change our state election law to do another all-mail ballot or mail ballots to everybody in the general election the way they did in the primary election. So it looks like this could be, they may be in session for... They're talking about up here, maybe 6 or 7 days total, at least at a minimum, for at least two special sessions dealing with these issues.
So let's talk about the budget first. We know that there is a $1.2, maybe $1.3 billion shortfall. The governor listed cuts the total $550 million. $550 million is a long way from $1.2, $1.3 billion. What is your sense of how they're going to bridge this gap?
Well, yeah, and when you start dealing with these numbers, what they're essentially doing right now today, Kevin, is they're doing what we would do out in the private sector if we needed to come up with money to go to the grocery store. You start looking in the change cup, you start raiding the piggy banks, you start looking in the sofa cushions, and you try to find any money that's sitting around that you might be able to use to plug the budget hole. And then go from there. I still have not heard anyone in the legislature yet, or the governor propose any specific tax increases, although the forces on the left side of the aisle, outside the building, like the Progress Now Nevada or whatever that group is called, Plan, they're already talking about, we need to raise taxes. The governor has said that he's not going to implement any new taxes because it would take too long to set up the system and implement any new taxes, like what we did in 2015 when they created the commerce tax as a brand new tax. But what he is leaving open is the possibility of increasing existing taxes or getting rid of some deductions. There's a lot of talk right now of limiting the deductions that the mining industry is allowed to take off of what their tax bill is. So they're trying everything that they can to not do to state government and state employees what the governor unilaterally did back on March the 17th to all of the rest of us by unilaterally just shutting down businesses and determining you're an essential business, you get to stay open. You're non-essential, you have to close. They're not doing that for the state government. They're pulling out all the stops and every trick and smoke and mirror that they can come up with to keep from cutting anything significant out of the state budget.
Chuck, I thought that mining was a sacred cow since I moved here in 2011. Mining and gaming, you don't do nothing to them until mining and gaming says so. Do you get a sense maybe the things have changed in these dire circumstances?
No, not really. Let's address gaming first because that's a little bit easier. There's been talk for as long as I've lived in the state, and that dates back to the 1980s, of everybody wants to raise taxes on gaming because that's where the money is. It's the golden calf. The problem is because of the Sisolak shutdown, gaming doesn't have any money. They've got no revenue coming in. They're losing money. How do you raise taxes on zero income coming in? So that's probably a non-starter for gaming. Mining is a different story because mining has a specific restriction in our state constitution that does not allow to raise taxes on mining. However, over the years, mining has been able to get certain deductions approved. Similar to what we do, we get if you own a home, you can deduct the interest that you pay on your mortgage from your tax bill. So mining has a lot of deductions like that that they have been able to use to lessen their tax burden, and those are not protected by the Constitution. So they do have some vulnerability here in losing some of the deductions that they've enjoyed over the years. That's definitely a possibility.
Okay, the idea of existing taxes. Which existing taxes are we talking about here? The governor has gone on record saying he doesn't plan on doing any new taxes. Okay, I get that. But existing taxes would still be under the two-thirds rule, would it not?
Well, in an ideal world, it should be under the two-thirds rule. But if you remember, Kevin, in the last legislative session in 2019, the Democrats passed around $100 million tax increase without the two-thirds supermajority. The Republicans in the Senate sued and said, no, that's a violation of the Constitution. You can't do that. It's a violation of the two-thirds. Well, that issue has not been resolved in the courts yet. It was only right before the special session started that the closest we've come to any action on that lawsuit was the Supreme Court allowing the Democrats in the legislature to use the taxpayer-funded lawyers for the Legislative Council Bureau to defend them in the court case. So that is not going to be resolved anytime soon, probably. And what I've talked to some of the folks out on the street outside the building, since none of us are allowed in the building, there's talk that the Democrats may say, we're going to go ahead and pass certain increases in existing taxes without the two-thirds, in hopes that the Supreme Court overturns the two-third requirement. And I guess that's possible, and they may just try to load up and say, well, we tried it once. What's to stop us from trying it again? And if we get struck down by the courts, then we'll just have to come back to the drawing table.
So in other words, the Dems may be on the hook for the $100 million from the last session, and whatever it is they choose to pass with just 50% plus one, in this session. Is that what that amounts to?
It could be. Now, the other scenario here is that they get the two-thirds. They already have a two-thirds majority in the state assembly. So the assembly can pass any tax increases that they want. That's no problem. The problem is that the Democrats need at least one Republican to vote with them for a tax increase in order to get the two-thirds supermajority. And that's always a problem for Republicans, because there's probably at least three or four Republicans in the state Senate who have indicated in the past a willingness to vote for higher taxes. And if the right pressure or the right legal bribe is handed to them in order to get their vote, then they could still possibly get the two-thirds, and then you wouldn't have to worry about the court challenge. So it's really up to the Republicans in the Senate whether or not any of these tax increases get passed lawfully with a two-thirds supermajority. If they all stick together like they did last session, they won't have the two-thirds, and then we're in good shape. But it's never a done deal thinking that Republicans are going to be united against tax increases.
Who are some of these people you say that are willing to vote for tax increases? Ben Kieckhefer or any of those guys?
Ben Kieckhefer, absolutely. He's got to be number one on the list. He's always been wishy-washy on conservative issues, especially on the tax issue. He's one of the ones who voted for the 2015 tax hike, the largest tax hike in state history. He's one that's suspicious. Heidi Gansert is definitely one, and that's problematic because if this comes down to an issue of whether or not education, higher education is funded, she's a state employee. She works for the university, UNR, University of Nevada, Reno. So she's suspect. People are worried about her. Scott Hammond and Keith Pickard from Clark County have always been more moderate, not really strong conservative. So those are the four that I think people are mostly keeping an eye on that may possibly go off the reservation and vote with the Democrats.
More coming up on the special session. From the special session, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. We'll get to more with him. We'll also talk about the other major piece of news that is coming tomorrow, and that is the Clark County School District. Will they be reopening in August? Will they reopen in September? Will they reopen at all? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature. protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635 or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like like Progressive, like Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is absolutely free. They'd love to answer all your questions. It won't cost you a dime. Call 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. He is with us live in Carson City. And Chuck, I know the other two issues that are going to be dealt with in this special session after the budget slash tax increases are Dieter and racial justice. Let's begin with Dieter. What is it that the legislature can do that the Governor Sisolak and his administration could not do?
Dieter is a government agency controlled by the executive branch. So the governor has complete control over it. I mean, I guess the legislature could come in and say, hey, we want you to do this instead. But you got to remember, the governor is a Democrat. The state Senate is run by the Democrats and controlled by the Democrats. The state assembly is controlled by the Democrats. And the odds of them standing up to the governor or dictating to the governor, here, you need to change these processes or these procedures during this special session, it's highly unlikely. If anything like that was going to be done, those Democrat leaders in the Senate and the Assembly would have already done this behind the scenes and gone to the governor, and then the governor would have either listened to them or rejected whatever it is that they want. Now, I don't know if they have done that, if they've approached him and made any suggestions or recommendations, but it's highly unlikely that something like that would come up in a special session.
Now, one of the other items that is mentioned is racial justice, social justice, whatever you want to call it. There's been a lot of talk about defunding the police. I want you to hear, this is cut one, Jim. This is cut one, the Trump voicemail ad. And I want you to hear, this is the latest ad from the Trump campaign that I think was incredibly, incredibly powerful. Here it is, the Trump voicemail ad just released yesterday.
You have reached the 911 police emergency line. Due to defunding of the police department, we're sorry, but no one is here to take your call. If you're calling to report a rape, please press 1. To report a murder, press 2. To report a home invasion, press 3. For all other crimes, leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you. Our estimated wait time is currently 5 days. Goodbye.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
A powerful, powerful message. Did you get a chance to hear that, by the way?
I did, and I agree with you, Kevin, 100%. It is an extremely powerful message. It's simple, it's short, and it's easy for the average person to understand, not just understand the message, but how the message could impact them individually. We're all human beings. We all think of a lot of these issues, not in philosophical terms, but what does it mean to me? When I train candidates, I tell them, you need to speak to the electorate in a way that they can relate to how this will affect their lives, their family, their income. And so I think it's absolutely a home run. I think it's an absolutely great message. People understand very easily, very quickly, how this proposal to defund the police could affect them personally. So it's extremely well done.
Now, how far do you think the Nevada legislature, the assembly, and the state senate are willing to go on racial justice, social justice, defunding the police, things like this? This is a pretty radical slash progressive group we're dealing with in Carson City. How far do you think they'll go? And I've only got about 3 minutes.
Okay. I don't know that how far it's going to go as far as defunding the police. What I've seen so far looks more like they're trying to defang the police and restrict their ability to do their jobs in certain ways. That seems to be more of where they're going here in Nevada as opposed to some of these other cities like Minneapolis where they're actually defunding the police in New York, cutting the budget by $1 billion, Los Angeles. I don't see that happening up here, Kevin, but there are steps being taken to get rid of qualified immunity for police officers doing their job. Things along that line. It's not quite as bad as it is in other parts of the country. And I think part of that is because the Senate Majority Leader, Nicole Cannizzaro, is actually a prosecutor in the district attorney's office. So she's nowhere near as far out there on the left as some of the lefties that were out on the sidewalk outside of the building are.
In our final couple of minutes, who are the players to watch? I mean, if this were to be an athletic competition, a football game, a baseball game, that's what they always do in the pregame show. Who are the players to watch? Who are the players to watch over the course of the next 7-8 days?
Well, it really is the Senate Majority Leader, Nicole Cannizzaro, and the Assembly Speaker, Jason Frierson. Those two are the ones charged with carrying the governor's water. I've heard rumors that they're not thrilled that Governor Sisolak has really not involved them in a lot of these decisions to the extent that they believe that he should have, but it's very doubtful that will be said out loud in the public. That's a little private grumbling that I've gotten wind of, but not anything in the public. Generally speaking, they completely control the legislative process, and they're going to carry the governor's water and pretty much do and deliver whatever it is that he wants.
Okay, can you stay with us just one short segment?
Oh, of course. For you, Kevin, anything.
Oh, you are too kind. You are too kind. Because the issue we have not gotten to, and it's not going to be handled in Carson City, although there may be repercussions when it comes to education. And the Clark County School District is going to talk about reopening the Clark County schools. Is it going to be in August? Is it going to be September? Is it going to be at all? We'll find out what Chuck Muth knows about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out the hundreds of traffic cameras stationed all